speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
If you have a songbook, turn in it to number 180, Rescue the Perishing. Rescue the Perishing. Fanny J. Crosby. If you'll note in your songbooks, you'll find Fanny J. Crosby is responsible for a number of songs. Actual name here is Frances Jane Vaughn Alstein Crosby. Crosby, the married name. She was born March the 24th, 1820, and died February the 12th, 1915. So she lived a relatively long life. In that, her religious background is that she was a member of the Sixth Avenue Bible Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York. She is listed as a missionary, a poet, a lyricist, and a composer. She and her minister, Robert Lowry, and if you do some history in regard, study history with regard to the Baptist Church, his name will certainly pop up in your readings. They wrote many songs together, and Fanny J. Crosby is noted amongst songwriters as a prolific hymnist. In that she has written, she wrote well over 8,000 hymns and songs. This particular hymn, Rescue the Perishing, was composed in 1864. What I want us to do is to look at the four verses and then we'll pick up the chorus. Is this song scriptural? And what do we learn as we would sing the song? To begin with, it starts off, Rescue the Perishing. Rescue means to save, to recognize the seriousness of the situation. Those who are perishing would have context to those who have rejected Jesus. I'm sorry, 180. Did I say 280? Number 180. So the perishing here would be those who are outside of Christ. And then he goes on to identify, care for the dying. And as a Christian, certainly we ought to be caring for those who are going through turmoil in life and they're facing their last moments in life. Then she goes on, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. This would speak with reference to the attitude that we must have towards those who are lost, those who are going through suffering, and those who are in sin. He says, weep o'er the erring ones, lift up the fallen. Weep for the erring, certainly we know, is that the Bible does not teach once saved, always saved. But as I considered what it is that she has written here, I found that interesting that she is a Baptist, and yet in her song, she also seems to understand is that it is possible for one to err from God, because most Baptists do not hold to that. But then, lift up the fallen goes on to stress even more so what it is that the Bible says. And we know that according to what we read in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4, is that some had fallen from grace, even in the first century. Then, what is the message that we are to share with those who are perishing, with those who are dying, with those who have been overtaken, those who have fallen? Note what he says, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Salvation is in Jesus. So far, what she has written, we can go along with. Verse 2, though they are slighting him, which would speak with reference to those who are rejecting him, he says, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. I believe this, thus far, what we find is that it teaches concerning God's desire for everyone to be saved, God's desire for those who are outside to come to him, those who are erring to return to him. And in this, it's also interesting that they are referred to as a child. That's the way that God sees us. As parents, we love our children and we'll do anything for them to try and bring them to the Lord. And that's the way that God operates with us. He says, plead with them earnestly. Plead with them gently. I believe that this identifies our role and our approach that we must have. Therefore, as we're singing, we need to think about that. We are to earnestly plead with those who are outside of Christ. We need to work gently with these souls as we're pleading with them, realizing that they may take offense to what it is that we say, so therefore we season our words with salt and with love. And then he goes on, leading into the chorus, He will forgive if they only believe. I want to draw our attention to what she says here. If but only they believe. Friends, that's the Baptist coming out in this context. It's not only believe. It is believe and obey. So I would encourage that if we can go back and alter the song in our PowerPoints, is that maybe we would make that change. He will forgive if only they believe and obey, would be the way that I would say that that needs to be. In that, the Bible teaches us in Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And there's a number of other passages that we could factor into that figure. Then I want to draw our attention to verse 3. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter. She speaks in the context here as I'm reading this to identify that when we are tempted and we come to an understanding of the sin that we commit and that it alienates us from God, there's this feeling within that says that we are burdened. Feelings lie burdened that grace can restore. It's through the grace of God that we are able to have salvation. Hence, Jesus Christ is the way that we contact that grace. He says, touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness. I believe that that would speak with reference to the way that someone might have taught us or the way that we might teach others. We are to be loving towards them. We are to be kind. And hence, their heart might be touched and won to Christ as a result of that. Then you note, cords that are broken will vibrate once more. What's she saying in this? I believe she's saying, God is able to heal and God is only able to change lives. And those who obey Him will come to that understanding. Then the last verse and we'll go on to the course. Rescue the perishing. Duty demands us. I find that also interesting. Duty demands it. Those who say that you're saved by faith only, they will say that we are not to work in our salvation, correct? But yet at the same time, Fanny Crosby, at least in this song, according to the lyrics, believed that there were some duties that we are obligated to as Christians. And in this, it's reaching out to those who are lost, and God will hold us accountable for that. Strengthen for thy labor, and the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Speaks with reference to the diligence we must have as we are reaching those who are outside of Christ. And then I go on to point out the course. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save. There's really only the one thing that I would say that we need to be very cautious of, and that is where in the second verse leading into the course, He will forgive if they only believe. The only, again, I would stress, should be if they believe and obey would be the way that I would prefer us to change to sing that, if at all possible to change that in our lyrics.